Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Harab Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. I want to speak before New York's Republican presidential primary that will be held this coming Tuesday, April 19th. I want to speak about why Jewish voters and other supporters of Israel are obligated to vote for Ted Cruz and against Donald Trump. Donald Trump, as we've said on numerous videos that we've done, is a mortal threat to the very survival of Israel and the Jewish people. The positions he's taken endanger the very survival of Israel. And we're going to show you a clip of the type of things that he's been saying. First of all, we want you to watch this clip where Donald Trump calls for Israeli suicidal concessions. He calls them Israeli sacrifices, where he blames Israel for not wanting peace. He says, if only Israel is interested in peace, there'll be peace, ignoring the fact that the Arab Muslim Nazis want to exterminate the Jewish people. That's the true obstacle to peace, obviously. Ignoring all reality and focusing on Israel and making it clear that he will obsessively push for a plan that would lead to Israeli national suicide, God forbid, if, God forbid, he were elected president. Listen to Donald Trump speak about what he plans to do to Israel if, God forbid, he becomes president.
Both sides, to make a deal, have to want to make it. I have my own views. I want to keep them quiet for a little while because if I ever end up in the midst, that would be a great achievement to get a real peace. And I want to meet with Bibi. You know, I'm going to be probably going over there pretty soon. And I want to see him. I want to see other people. I want to get some ideas on it because, frankly, that has been, and I say it to everybody, that has been the all-time difficult deal. They've been working on it for so many decades. I mean, it just never ends. But the key is a lasting peace. If we have a lasting peace, first thing you have to ask, do they both want to make it? I have a real question as to whether or not both sides wants to make it. I have a real question as to one side in particular, whether or not they want to make it. Well, I don't want to say that right now. I think one side actually would like a deal, and I think the other one maybe doesn't want a deal, to be honest. I don't want to say it. No. Look, we show our cards too much in the good. I wrote The Art of the Deal. We show our cards too much. So if I get into that, I don't want to say this and that, and then they'll come and they'll say, well, Trump is biased one way or the other. I think there's a chance that you could probably make a deal if you had a real deal maker, if you had somebody that knew what he or she was doing. In my opinion, if Israel wants to make a deal, I think a deal could be made. I think it will be made at some point. I think if I get elected, that would be something I'd really like to do because so much death, so much turmoil, so much hatred, that would be to me a great achievement. As a single achievement, that would be a really great achievement. I think a lot is going to do with Israel. It's going to have to do with both sides, but a lot will have to do with Israel and whether or not Israel wants to make the deal, whether or not Israel's willing to sacrifice certain things. They may not be, and I understand that, and I'm okay with that, but then you're just not going to have a deal. So we'll see what happens. I'll let you know in about, if I win, I'll let you know 6 months from the time I take office. I will have a very good idea as to whether or not a deal can be made.
So Donald Trump makes it clear that he views this as one of his great objectives, as one of his great goals in life, to push relentlessly, obsessively, for a so-called peace agreement. We know what a peace agreement would be. A peace agreement would be national suicide for Israel. A peace agreement would mean the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, even though there are no Palestinians and there is no Palestine. A so-called peace agreement would mean Israel would go back to the pre-1967 borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. Absolute suicide for the Jewish people. Those are the only terms that have ever been discussed for a so-called peace agreement. The only terms the world has demanded of Israel. And Donald Trump will push for that. And he makes very clear. First he starts off by saying, one side may not want peace. And look at what an empty-headed moron he is. One side may not want peace, and I can't tell you which side because I don't want to reveal my hand in the negotiations. And then a few minutes later, he explains which side it is and says, I'm not sure Israel is willing to make the concessions and the sacrifices necessary. Israel has to be willing to make these sacrifices, otherwise there won't be peace. In other words, the problem, the obstacle to peace, is Israel not being willing to make suicidal sacrifices. The obstacle to peace is not the fact that you have 500 million Arab and Iranian Muslim Nazis surrounding a tiny Jewish state of only 6 million Jews, outnumbering the Jews nearly 100 to 1, and promising for 100 years now, promising and waging wars to push the Jews into the sea and exterminate the Jewish people, vowing that they're going to exterminate the Jewish people. That's not the problem. Every Arab nation, on their television and radio, in their newspapers, in their officially controlled news media, in their schools, call for the extermination of Jews. You know how they teach arithmetic in Arab schools, in Arab Muslim schools that surround Israel, the hundreds of millions of Arabs that surround tiny Israel? If you murder 5 Jews, and then you murder another 6 Jews, how many Jews have you murdered? That's the arithmetic they teach to Arab children, to Muslim children. You know how they teach subtraction? If there were 10 Jews, and you murdered 5 of them, how many Jews are left? That's how they teach subtraction to Arab Muslim children. From the time they're born, they are taught to hate the Jews with Nazi-like hatred. And Donald Trump blames Israel, that has fought for survival, and very wimpishly, by the way, the Israelis have not done what they should be doing. The Israelis have never used 0.1% of their military power. Never have, and they should. They should use far more force to defeat their Arab Nazi terrorist enemies. But they've never done that. And Donald Trump blames Israel, even though Israel has made endless concessions, has been on her hands and knees begging for peace from Muslim Nazis that want to push her into the sea and exterminate her, and have sworn to do it for decades. And Donald Trump blames little Israel, surrounded by all these enemies, outnumbered 100 to 1. You know, the Arabs have 600 times as much territory as the Jews. Do you know that the Muslim world, the over 60 countries in the Muslim world, many of which are large countries, they have more than 3,000 times as much land as tiny Israel. The Muslims have 3,000 times as much land as the Jews, and the whole world demands that the tiny little land the Jews have be surrendered to the Muslims as well. And Donald Trump agrees with that. He says Israel has to be willing to make sacrifices, otherwise there won't be peace. And he's going to push, and he's going to fight for this, and this is going to be one of his great goals. In other words, he's going to bully Bibi Netanyahu and the Israeli government in order to make this disastrous so-called agreement. So he is a mortal threat to Israel's very survival. In addition to that, listen to this. Donald Trump is making a demand of Israel that no other candidate has ever demanded. He actually has the unmitigated chutzpah, the gall, to say that Israel should reimburse the United States, that Israel should be paying the United States. Here's the quote. Donald Trump says, and I quote, I want them to pay us some money. I think Israel can afford to pay us, unquote. Israel should be paying the United States. Do you know how many hundreds of billions of dollars Israel has saved the United States by being the listening post in the Middle East, by being a bulwark of pro-Americanism in a region where everybody else hates America? You have any idea how much money Israel has saved the United States? How strategically important that has been for the United States? The so-called $3 billion, by the way, I do feel that the $3 billion that the United States claims it's giving Israel in so-called foreign aid, I agree that that should stop immediately. No foreign aid. We don't want any foreign aid. None. None. And self-respecting Jews don't want the so-called foreign aid, because the so-called foreign aid actually creates an artificial dependence on the United States, which Israel does not have to have. It hampers Israel. You have Barack Hussein Obama and other anti-Israel presidents telling Israel, Jimmy Carter, Barack Hussein Obama, all the anti-Israel presidents telling Israel, you're not allowed to sell weapons to nations that you want to sell weapons to. You're not allowed to develop your own weapons industry. You have to only purchase weapons from us. Those are the conditions of the so-called foreign aid. The conditions are disastrous for Israel. Israel would be making 10 times more than the so-called foreign aid that she receives from the United States. The so-called foreign aid she receives from the United States ties Israel's hands militarily, economically, and in every other respect. And also, it also creates a psychological vulnerability that Israelis think that Israel has to give in to American pressure when Obama tells Israel to commit suicide, or when an anti-Israel president like Clinton or Trump tell Israel to commit suicide, that Israel has to give in because otherwise we're going to lose the $3 billion from the United States. Israel doesn't need the $3 billion. That $3 billion is only 4% of Israel's national budget. Israel would be earning tens of billions of dollars if they weren't held back by America vetoing her arms sales, her military industry, her technology. She's not allowed to develop this technology. She's not allowed to make sales. She's not allowed to develop her own jet fighters, her own planes. She's not allowed to do anything. And Israel gives in to all of this. Foreign aid is a disaster for Israel. But Trump has the chutzpah to say that Israel should be paying America as if Israel's done something wrong all these years. Donald Trump demands that Israel hand over money to the United States. No candidate for president has made such an absurd demand. That Israel has to pay the United States? For what? Israel's the one that's giving all the intelligence, all the benefits, all the bases for the American Navy and American military operations and everything else. Israel provides all of these benefits to the United States. Tremendous benefits that are absolutely invaluable to American national security and American national interests. And Israel should be paying the United States? This guy is such an anti-Israel moron. And then he has a new, you know, he has so many people in his campaign that are anti-Semites and are anti-Israel. His new convention manager, Trump's new convention manager, is Paul Manafort, an anti-Semite, who worked for Saudi Arabia. He actually was a registered foreign agent for Saudi Arabia. You know, under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, if you do work on behalf of a foreign government, you have to register. And he actually filed under the Foreign Agents Registration Act as a foreign agent for terrorist Saudi Arabia, the country that was responsible for 9/11, the country that financed the attack on 9/11. And he defended them and whitewashed them and fought for the Saudis against America and in favor of this Muslim terrorist Wahhabi regime. A regime, by the way, that was celebrating on Saudi television the attack on 9/11, celebrating, called the 19 terrorists in those planes that brought down the Twin Towers, called them the Magnificent 19. Over and over again on Saudi television, they called them the Magnificent 19. They called them heroes. And Paul Manafort, Donald Trump's convention manager, was a paid foreign lobbyist, a paid foreign agent, a registered foreign agent for the Saudi terrorist regime. And Trump has the nerve to bring up 9/11. And attack Ted Cruz on it. Ted Cruz, what did Ted Cruz ever say against the heroes of 9/11? Ted Cruz, on the contrary, Ted Cruz truly understands the lessons of 9/11. He understands what America has to do in the Middle East, unlike Donald Trump. And Paul Manafort, this same Saudi agent, while he was working for the Saudis as a registered foreign agent, lobbied against Israel. Lobbied against having the American embassy in Jerusalem and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Israel is the only nation in the world. Look at this anti-Semitism. Look how vicious this anti-Semitism is. Out of 200 plus nations in the world, there are 200 plus nations in the world. Israel is the only nation on the face of the earth that all the countries of the world refuse to recognize her own capital. Will not recognize the capital. Not one country in the world has their embassy in Jerusalem. Nobody recognizes the capital of Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, which is Jerusalem, the eternal capital and the heart and soul of the Jewish people. And Paul Manafort was a paid lobbyist fighting against Israeli sovereignty in Jerusalem, fighting to force Israel to surrender Jerusalem, which would be really, really, also would be national suicide, obviously, for the Jewish state. That's the end of Israel. And Paul Manafort was fighting for this as a paid foreign agent for the Saudi regime. He literally was he literally was registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, filing forms as a registered foreign agent for the Saudi regime. That's Trump's new campaign convention manager who is running Trump's campaign. And of course, we've explained to you before many times, we're not going to go into too much detail because we've done it on so many prior videos, and you can see it here on, you know, you can see it on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to check. You can see all of our prior videos where we explain how Donald Trump will honor the Iranian nuclear agreement that guarantees that Iran will get nuclear bombs. And Donald Trump has said that this will lead to Iran getting nuclear bombs. He says that's terrible, he says, but that a deal is a deal, he thinks. That this is something we should continue to, we should allow this. We should allow the Muslim terrorist mass murdering regime in Iran to acquire nuclear bombs. Just because Obama signed a so-called agreement with them that was never ratified by Congress and has no legal validity. But Trump says, well, you can't rip up an agreement. Oh, yes, you can. Ted Cruz will rip up that agreement, and Ted Cruz has said that either the Saudis stop their nuclear program or the United States will go in and stop it for them. So Ted Cruz is the candidate that will prevent a nuclear holocaust, a nuclear terrorist holocaust coming out of Iran. Whereas Donald Trump will guarantee that Iran will have nuclear bombs, God forbid. Any Jew who votes for Donald Trump is committing treason, is a self-hating Jew. In the Republican primary in New York and in the upcoming Republican primaries on April 26th, in Pennsylvania, Maryland, other states, with Connecticut, other states where you have large Jewish populations. Every Jew and every righteous Gentile supporter of Israel has to vote for Ted Cruz. He is the only friend of Israel, and he's the only one who understands Islamic terrorism and who will fight both for America and for Israel. He's the last hope we have to have a decent president in the White House to prevent catastrophe. Ted Cruz is the last hope we have. And so, we're bringing you a message that no other Jewish organization brings you. Name one other Jewish organization that tells you the things that we tell you about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and the presidential election and Israel and Iran. Name one other organization that brings you this message in its totality. You can't. There aren't any. Believe me. And so we need your help. There are four things you can do to help us, because this is a battle for survival now. Number one, we need your prayers. Pray for the success of what we're trying to do. We're trying to wake people up. We're trying to save Israel from national suicide. And we're trying to help Ted Cruz get elected president. Those are the projects that are essential right now. And we need your prayers. Prayers are important. Number two, if you see us put up Hebrew and English videos, help us promote those videos. Like, favorite, share, whatever you can do to promote those videos. Number three, become active on our websites. Hayamin.org, Hayamin.org is our Hebrew website if you speak Hebrew. If you don't speak Hebrew, on our English language website, JTF.org, the great Shlomo brings you 7 or 8 new articles and videos every single day, updated every single day. Best website anywhere on the internet. And number four, of course, we need your financial support. We need checks, money orders, cash donations. Any way you want to do it, whether it's cash or money orders, or whether it's cash, money orders, checks, sent to our post office box, every donation makes a difference. The fact that we don't have a multi-million dollar budget, this is the ultimate tragedy in our generation. This is the ultimate tragedy that can lead to terrible consequences, God forbid. If only we had a bigger budget, we could reach so many more people with this vital message. Every donation does make a difference. It is important. So help us. And if you prefer, instead of sending checks, money orders, and cash donations to the post office box for convenience sake, if you would rather do it with your credit card for convenience online, you can do that by just going to the donate button on Hayamin.org. Hayamin.org is our Hebrew main page. You go to our Hebrew main page. On top in English, there's a donate button. And in several minutes, very conveniently with your credit card, you can help us. It doesn't matter whether you do it with your credit card online or whether you send the donation through the mail to our post office box. Either way, it's very, very helpful. God bless the great JTFers who have been helping us so that at least someone is telling the truth. At least someone is getting a message out that's truthful and that is uncompromising in our commitment to the survival of Israel and the Jewish people and in fighting for true conservative principles in this American presidential election by supporting the great Ted Cruz. Because we are Jews for Cruz. Let's fight together as a team. We have an uphill battle in the next couple of weeks. The next couple of weeks, unfortunately, we're in a part of the country where Ted Cruz, which is the worst part of the country for Ted Cruz to be running in. It's the place we have the fewest evangelical Christians and the fewest people that identify themselves as true conservatives. I mean, this is the roughest. The Northeast is the roughest part of the country for Ted Cruz. But, you know, we got to do as well as we can. We got to fight in every state. We have to fight in every state if we're gonna stop Donald Trump and get Ted Cruz nominated. If we can stop Donald Trump on the first ballot, on the second ballot, third ballot, Ted Cruz, we believe Ted Cruz will have a majority of delegates, God willing. If we could just stop Donald Trump on the first ballot, and we could sit, and that would save America, Israel, and the world from a terrible tragedy. Join us, fight with us together. Let's make a difference. Because so much is at stake. If we fight as a team, maybe God willing, we can make a difference. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.